So this is a prevention advice podcast from Richard's Fire and Floods. I'm sitting with Mike Cooper. It's Christmas and there's lots of presents and things ready to go out to the family and friends sitting around. There's an insurance problem when flooding comes your way, isn't there?
There can be, and this is something that we really can't stress enough. During the Christmas period, people tend to have, they've been out doing the Christmas shops, all very exciting, but of course it means you've got more contents in your house than any other time of the year, especially in the few lead-up days to Christmas when you've got friends and family perhaps bringing all their presents with them as well. And really, the amount of or the value of contents in your property can spike quite quickly. And it's important to just make a quick phone call to your insurance company and just let them know that you've increased the amount of contents in your home so that you don't come unstuck in terms of under insurance if disaster should strike.
And that's quite a simple thing. If you live in a house with an upstairs, move all those things upstairs.
Indeed, in terms of flood damage, moving those presents and things upstairs until the actual day of Christmas, then that will help protect them from flooding, which is very much in vogue at the moment. But we would still advocate that call to insurers, because of course, unfortunately, fires do happen at Christmas as well, and that could affect the upstairs of the property.
And talking about fires at Christmas, that is a big thing, isn't it?
It is, I'm afraid, and this is something that's a big worry for us every year. We do see it every year, fires on Christmas Day. When you sort of think about all your Christmas decorations in sort of very practical terms, you're taking a very dry tree, wrapping it in electrical lighting, and then leaving it in your lounge. So we would recommend, when people are setting up their Christmas lights, do check them carefully. They've probably been sat in a shelf or on a box all year. Let's just let's make sure that they are up to the job and functioning correctly. No loose wires, no frayed edges, and to make sure to turn off at night so that we're not leaving them running too long.
What about these people determined to go back to traditional Christmases and have candles?
Yes. Well, obviously, the fire service offer a lot of advice about the use of candles. They do create a lovely ambiance, but at the same time, we should never leave candles unattended for any period of time, and certainly think about placement very carefully. We have seen quite serious fires the last two Christmases where candles have been left near curtains or near Christmas trees, and unfortunately, it ruins Christmas for everybody.
Now, you're talking about wrapping dry trees in Christmas lights. You can get a lot of LED lights now, which are very low heat emitting, aren't they?
That's correct. Actually, over the last few years, we've seen a sort of real explosion in the use of LED lights, and that really is actually a very good thing, because, as you say, LEDs themselves produce very low heat compared to traditional tungsten filament bulbs, and also actually they use very little electricity as well, so actually slightly better for your carbon footprint as well.
Thank you very much, Mike Cooper of Richard's Fire and Floods, of that timely advice for a happy Christmas without any fires or floods hitting your presence, your family and your safety.